Hi, welcome back here in week one. And I hope you're excited. I'm excited because I'm going to be sharing with you today and trying to introduce you to some fundamental things here that we're going to be building on in the next few weeks. And I'm going to get you started right away. And these are going to be three daily activities I want you to do. And they're practices, really, that will serve you your entire life. Because what we're getting at here is things that are going to change you, right? Things that are going to help you unleash yourself upon the world. They're going to empower you so that you can always take that next step in your music career with nothing holding you back. You can connect with your audience, right? Connect with your audience and make fans so you can get her to make money and also boost your presence. Practical things to boost your presence. Now, these things are changes. They're changes really in you and your experience in the world of music. And what that's going to take is you becoming aware of what needs to be changed, what needs to be transformed in how you think and how you feel about music. And that, at a very fundamental level, starts with awareness. Yes, awareness. So the practices we're going to get started with are practices you're probably, possibly, I should say, possibly familiar with already. I mean, possibly not. I spent my entire life completely unaware. Well, not my entire life, but a lot of it, completely unaware of any sort of influences I might have had, that might have been causing me hardship or some sort of conflict that was getting in the way of me really, really taking off and leaping forward in the music business. I was completely unaware of these things. I didn't realize that, the voices of my parents telling me I needed to get a real job, and society telling me stories about, the poor musician, right? Were actually playing on in my psyche, playing on in my head, and influencing the decisions I was making. And in fact, even making me self-conscious when I got up on stage in ways that the people could see, I mean, you can't give it your all and share all the way on stage if you've got some reticence, if embedded in you are experiences, but also thoughts and ideas that make you self-conscious about doing it, right? So we have to get to the bottom of those, and we have to address them. And everyone's got a slightly different combination of these going on. And so that's what we're going to do. Right? I mean, otherwise, we're going to just have the inertia of everything that's come before. All the bad gigs you've had that are living on inside you, or experiences that were disappointing in some way. Some gig you might have had where you had a vision of everyone coming up to you after the show and signing up for your email list or just swarming you for autographs or whatever, and it didn't happen. Something like that, right? It's disappointing. Maybe you just got up and you didn't play as well as you wanted to, right? So you created this belief in your mind that, or people didn't pay attention, And it's like, well, are they going to pay attention next time, right? It's like these kind of experiences, and also just growing up with very practical minded, non-artistic family members can make us very self-conscious of the validity and the correctness of our decisions, right? And all this compounds and adds up, and we become conflicted of what we're supposed to be doing with ourselves versus what we're called to do. This thing inside us that's the most important thing in the world, that the only thing that ever really mattered, that's drawn us on, that won't let us go, right? on the one hand, and all those other influences on the other that, stick us into jobs and situations and make us at half measures, right? That mean that we're just going to muddle through, and not grab the bull by the horns and succeed. Because, I mean, that's what we're going for here, right? I mean, your vision, your dream is something great, isn't it? I mean, it is. It's something great. And if you're in some kind of conflict in your head, I mean, if you think about it, do you think that you're gonna make it big, right? If you're conflicted in your mind about whether that's a good idea. No. I mean, you can't be conflicted in your mind about it. You can't be like, oh, I can't have a family if I go on tour, so I just I can't do music, or music has these big costs associated with it that that are gonna make me unhappy, because that's what you've been led to believe, for example. No one's gonna want to marry me if I'm a musician, because everyone knows musicians are always broke. If that's an idea in your mind, that's gonna hold you back. I mean, it's not gonna allow you to commit fully and jump in, right? You're gonna bring that up on stage with you. So we gotta get to the bottom of this stuff. We gotta deal with it, And all I gotta say is, there's many more things going on for you associated with music that you're aware of right now. Not even associated with music, associated with relationships, associated with a whole lot of stuff, right? And the secret of empowerment is truly becoming aware of the things that are serving you and becoming aware of the things that aren't serving you. Thoughts and ideas that aren't even your own, right? That you've just been influenced by, that are bound up in experiences in the past, that are living on and repeating themselves in your everyday, in the present, right? That are sort of embedded in your cellular memory, in the emotions of the past. And when you come upon a similar situation in the present, this negative guilt, shame, ridicule, fear, wells up, but it has no basis in the present, right? That's the truth. And until you deal with them, you're always going to be reliving this stuff. It's always going to be holding you back. And I never realized that, but I tell you, when I became aware of what was going on in my head, and I saw where it was coming from, and how counter that was to who I knew myself to be. Really, my true self, right? And I mean, I was outraged. I just got angry, because it didn't have to be that way. I mean, the very few regrets I'd had in my life, I could connect the dots as to why they happened all of a sudden when I gained that awareness. And then I was able to deal with that. In a variety of ways, and some of which we're gonna tackle in this program. But the first step is to become aware, and the first step is to become empowered to identify those thoughts, just get on top of them, become the boss, basically, of what's going on for you 95% of your day, right? And luckily for us, luckily for me, luckily for you, this ground has been prepared. And we're going to innovate on a lot of this stuff in the following weeks, but I want you to just tackle this in its basic form this week and get familiar with it. And these three things are: number one, the morning pages. The morning pages. I don't know if you can read my writing. The pen is not maybe dark enough, but it says the morning pages. Now, the morning pages are actually, I didn't invent the morning pages. They're a major tool of a book. that I was fortunate to read called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And it's 3 million copies in print, sold around the world. It's a very, very good book. Highly recommend it. One of the tools in the book, a major tool, is called the Morning Pages. And what the Morning Pages are three, they're 3 pages of stream of consciousness writing that you do first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning. And I'm telling you, it's amazing what they'll do for you. I mean, maybe the biggest thing they do is they give you an access to a certain insight that you don't otherwise, get access to. Your head follows certain patterns, your thinking follows patterns that are well established. But when you do the morning pages, you manage to break out of those patterns. You follow a train of thought, you deal with your problems, you gain insight in a way that isn't circular, right? In fact, you gain access to your true self, your authentic voice inside, right? Who you know yourself to be without the voices of the criticism of the all the voices of the criticism you've received in your life, all the doubts, all the fears that say, no, that's not a good idea. Oh, that won't work. All that stuff. It's not alive and well. It's not actually getting in the way first thing in the morning. So it doesn't wake up that early. And for a variety of reasons, actually, it doesn't interfere with that process. So what you end up doing is strengthening that inner voice, strengthening that source of inspiration that is where is from which you write songs. It's from which you do music. I mean, it's brilliant if you can think that this one thing is going to make you is going to make enhance really what you already experience as an artist. So, and you develop your awareness of the problems of the voices that are discouraging you, that your thoughts and feelings that are working against you. Well, you're going to be able to develop your awareness of that also by doing the morning pages. So it's a very valuable tool. It falls into the category of meditation in so many ways, but it's very easy to do. If you think about it, you just have to fill 3 pages with a pen. You have to use a pen and paper. You can't use a computer screen. Okay? So you can do this in your book with a pen and paper, and you just got to keep writing. You don't stop. You don't wait for your thoughts to finish sorting something else out that you're going to write down. No. If your thoughts wander, you follow them with a pen, right? And it could be anything like, oh, I can't believe I got up this morning. My leg hurts. I'm groggy. I got to go to the bathroom. I need a glass of water. Why didn't I think of having a glass of water handy? It's garbage day today. I got to take out the garbage. Et cetera. And it can go on like that for a little while until, oddly enough, it 3 pages is actually a fair bit. So you do end up moving on to other things. Some days are more profound than other days. That's the way it is. But you want to get in the habit of doing this every morning, okay? This is going to be a big deal. There's a few things you want to be aware of when you do these, though, and that is, they are physically demanding. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's physically demanding, but it is. I mean, I've done it. I'll show you here an example. I mean, I've got a few pages. Well, that one was a page and a half. Here we go. And I star and highlight stuff. I mean, no one can read my writing. And that's another good point, is that no one is ever supposed to read this. I mean, if you're planning on showing your morning pages to somebody or to anybody, it defeats the purpose because then you get self-conscious about what you're doing. It becomes a work of art in some way, and you don't want to be inhibited in any way when you're doing this. You just want to be able to write whatever comes in your mind. Bang, stream of consciousness. If you're not doing that, if you're in somehow, applying some kind of artistic criteria to what you're doing, it's not going to work. You're not going to get access to that inner voice. Okay? So you got to do it for you only, and you can read it again later if you want. You don't even have to reread it, but sometimes some pretty brilliant stuff comes into there. So probably you will. And it is physically demanding in the sense that, you got to get up half an hour early. This is the problem with the morning pages. It takes about half an hour, and most people's morning routine doesn't allow for a half an hour extra without having to get up earlier, right? So if you've got to get up earlier, then yeah, it means getting out of bed earlier. And that means too that you want to be prepared because if you don't have a bathrobe or something to put on handy, for example, or you haven't sorted out where you're going to do it, where there's enough light, you haven't sorted out, you don't have a glass of water if you're going to get thirsty, you don't have your pen and your paper handy, well, just running around trying to get this stuff first thing in the morning, it's going to work against you. So you want to be prepared, right? And ideally, you're sitting down somewhere where you're comfortable because, frankly, I've done this leaning on my elbow in bed. I've done this under a window. I had people in, I mean, I'm sleeping beside somebody and I don't want to wake her up. I don't want to wake up other people in the house so that I get interrupted. You ain't got to go to the bathroom stuff. So I find myself in funny positions in the past. And your elbow hurts, your shoulder hurts, your neck hurts, everything hurts, your nose starts dripping, and you somehow get through the three pages anyway. But it doesn't have to be that way if you prepare a little bit, okay? What you don't want to get hung up on is that you're going to be disturbing other people, because you're not going to be disturbing other people, really. We all feel self-conscious about how we're a problem for other people in the world somehow. We have to, stay out of the way. That might be your influence. That's how I was raised. And I had that problem for a while, but I got over it, where I thought, I can't get out of bed right now. I'm going to wake up, my partner, or she's going to want to snuggle with me. So if I get out of bed, we're not going to be able to do that, and it's just going to take away from her morning. You got to do your morning pages for you, right? And so bang, let's do them. You can do them every day. You can do them every day for all 5 weeks, or even 3 months, or even 6 months, or all year, or forever, right? They're going to serve you, okay? So I want you to get started tomorrow morning. Just plan them for it. There's a worksheet underneath this video that highlights some of the things I just talked about in bullet form so that you don't forget some of these details when you prepare to do this, okay? So that's the first activity I want you to get started with.